And I'm delighted now to welcome to the program Robert Knott. He is...
Never mind. He is what? He is Robert Knott.
Well, he's the writer, co-writer, and co-director of yet another crazy slapstick play at Warehouse 21 that opens tonight, co-written and co-directed by Matt Sanford, called The Persecution and Assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand by members of Cosmo Martin's theater troupe. And it's opening tonight and running through the 29th of July. And Chloe Siegman is here with us. She's an actress in this play. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
So the genesis of the madness, Robert.
Loosely based on history, Archduke Franz Ferdinand was in fact assassinated when he took a wrong turn on a bridge called Latin Bridge on his way to the theater by a member of the Black Hand, which was an underground group that was unhappy with his rule over in Austria-Hungary, thereby launching the world into World War I. And I'm really simplifying things. In this case, we have an American melodrama troupe touring Europe which inadvertently gets involved with it because two of the actors turn out to be members of the Black Hand, and they're orchestrating his play called Wrong Turn at Latin Bridge into an attempt to lure the Archduke to the theater and assassinate him. Chloe plays one of the three actors in the troupe, Mel. Why she has a male name and is played by a woman is not even necessary to explain.
Mel could be short for Melanie.
It could be. So you're right. That's a good way to look at it.
Or Melody, yeah. Or... Mel.
Oh, I like that. Which one is it?
It's Melanie.
Okay.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Nice. See? Good. And it's her first year with us. She's the youngest of our 14 to 27-year-old thespians. This is my 10th show there, and I love working with them all. And it's her first time around, and somehow or other she stayed with us.
It's crazy, but it's wonderful, and it's so much fun. And I love the form. It's my first time working in this form of theater or anything even close to it.
What form of theater? What do you mean?
Like the slapstick comedy.
Slapstick comedy.
Yes.
Now, this is, of course, something which our dear Robert Knott specializes in. You, Chloe, have been going to the New Mexico School for the Arts and studying theater there, at least for your freshman year.
Right, yes.
And what kind of theater were you doing over there?
It was much more conventional, I would say. It was definitely... more like set on a timeline and do this now and stay to the timeline, and this has been less of that and more more craziness,
more wild and wacky. I'm so surprised.
No, I know you're surprised. Of course you're surprised. It's my 10th show there. It's been a lot of fun doing these, and it's my 5th with Matt Sanford, who's a really good actor, writer, director, and we've got a returning troupe of some people you know, like Ryan Koshevar, Christina V. Hill, and then we've got some newcomers like Matt Pewitt and Chloe and Matthew Montoya. So it's just another crazy, wild thing. We try to do some things differently. We just never know how it's going to play. We have sword fights. We have chases.
Have you ever done a play that didn't have a sword fight in it?
I've never directed anything other than comedy. I've certainly acted in plays that don't have a sword fight.
No, I mean written. The ones that you've written of these Warehouse 21 plays.
No. Well, we stopped. We started the sword fights 4 years ago, and they've become... I don't know. We've become addicted to them to the point where the actors actually said, you've got to add sword fights. So, and there's some referential lines in the play about that. So, yes, there are sword fights and chases and bops on the head and intrigue and a Trans-Serbian Express and a scarecrow. And
right.
You either like them or you don't. And people figure it out pretty quickly when they come to them.
And so, and you know, your influence of slapstick movies, a little bit of Three Stooges... kind of New York humor, alliteration.
Bad puns, good puns.
Really bad
double
puns.
Double entendres.
Is there such thing as a good pun?
There are good puns. Especially when I come on your show on Friday mornings.
Yeah, we hope to have you back soon.
I'm
going to
come
days.
In August, aren't I?
I think you are.
Okay, good. Send me an invite. Send me some flowers.
I invite you right now.
Try to seduce me and I'll come over.
It's not hard. No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, we're running for two weekends at Warehouse. It's Pay What You Wish Thursdays. Can't name prices otherwise, but it's very affordable.
Very affordable indeed.
Warehouse 21 is by the railroad track, 1614 Paseo de Peralta. You got any other thoughts, lady, Miss Chloe?
I think that's about it. I think you about covered it.
Good.
Warehouse 21 continues to be a place where you get to do this kind of work and where, although it's not just young people really get to get experience in theater and in the arts.
It's still a really vibrant, much larger facility than it was in the old days when it was an old garage. And they have so many different things from computer classes to silk screening to a fashion studio. More and more theater groups are coming there, more and more young people, which is really how it should be. I mean, I'm talking to some of the younger actors about letting them sort of take over the summer program there, because it really should be something driven by them. And it has expanded to include like 20 and 25 somethings in there, in the group. Like I said, I think our oldest actor is 27. Chloe's 14. And that's organically grown out of the days when they were all teenagers, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And you can find just about anything there. There's concerts on the weekend. There's mixed media events. There's art gallery, photo gallery shows up hanging up there. Anna Gallegos Reinhardt is still running. I think she's a wonderful woman. They're always in need of volunteers. They're always in need of any support people can give them. You can go on the website. Pretty easy to find, www.warehouse21. And swing by if you haven't visited. You know, you're always welcome to pop in there.
And especially tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4 in the afternoon, this weekend and next weekend through the 29th of July.
That's right. And the 4 p.m. matinees have really been working out for us. We're not the only theater troupe to try that, and people really like them.
I like the 4 p.m. matinee. You get to have your Sunday.
You get to have your Sunday. You can go take a walk. Then you're out in time, 6 o'clock for dinner. So
exactly.
It's really nice. So.
Well, Robert Knott and Chloe Siegman are in The Persecution and Assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand by members of Cosmo Martin's theater troupe. And actually, Robert Knott isn't in it, but he's co-writer and co-director along with Matt Sanford. Somebody should just separate the two of you at some point.
It's
probably
never
going to happen.
We've written a very funny play, I'll tell you real quickly, in which we act as father and son. We haven't produced yet.
Uh-oh.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, my.
So
that's
thanks.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. Thanks, Lee. That means a lot to me.
Thanks, Bill,
I'll
for
see you
being
in
here.
August. I'll
okay.
come on and play.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Bye.